That was a really good line to begin our convention with. You know, I think we're all adjusting in our understanding of how God is going to achieve what he said he would do. And the way we're adjusting is we're getting a better understanding of how we cannot contribute by our effort to achieve it. We're getting reduced in our view of ourselves and our own ability and power. So we're the DIY tree, I like that. It's not so tasty as it was. We realize it's not nourishing. And the other adjustment that's happening is we're realizing, I believe, because God's showing us how high is this calling, how glorious is the goal he's taking us to, and the very idea that we could ever, by our own effort, get there is ridiculous. I think he's showing us the glory that's coming, the being conformed to the image of the Son, and why could we ever think that our effort and our work would achieve that? And yet, perhaps all of us, certainly I've been there, where I've sort of been like that debtor who said, "Give me time and I'll pay all. You know, give me another chance, Lord. Forgive me for that one, but, you know, get me back up on my feet and I'll try again." And we realize now that we're his workmanship. And he is working in us his good pleasure. And just coming before him, Joe made the point, just keep walking. And as we walk on, we walk on. And isn't it beautiful when Jesus was washing the disciples' feet? And Peter said, "Wash all of me." And Jesus said, "I don't need to do that. You're already clean. I just need to wash your feet and you will be clean every whit. Clean completely." And he goes on, he says, "You are clean." And he just excludes the betrayer from that. He just excludes Judas. He said, not all of you, because he knew about Judas, but he said to the disciples, "You are clean. Just keep letting me wash your feet. You don't need anything else." Because as we walk, he'll show us that there's foot washing needed. He's there to do it. We need to come back and be washed. But then he says, "You are clean," which gladdens my heart. It's on the basis of his word and his work.
Right.
And I was saying up in, I've just come back from Alaska, and I was saying in Whitestone, I think it was, or maybe more than there, but I'm just getting a deeper understanding all the time of what Calvary did for us. How far-reaching was the work of the cross. And we're here together as those who've got a high calling, and God's going to perform what he said he would do. And not for us only, but I believe that we have a vision here, and it points to the fact that there are some who've gone the other side before us. And it says in the book of Thessalonians, they're not going to prevent us, they're not going to precede us. Think of Brother Joe, Brother Bobby, and Sister Kathy just in this year. And here's the vision that came. "During the praise, I saw a rugged, snow-capped mountain range. Even in the summer, the tops of the mountains remained cold and frozen. I focused in on two particular mountains which rose up on either side of a large dry valley." I think that's the two sides. And the thing that we shall be is not seen as yet, because the conditions haven't completely changed. But the conditions are going to change, and the world is going to see. The world in the valley is going to see what God has been doing that they couldn't see before. "The conditions for the mountains were changing," good moment for a hallelujah, "as they never had before, and I saw the snow begin to melt. The runoff came down both mountains, causing water to flow into the valley from both sides. The runoff nourished the valley, and lush green grass began to come forth.
The new season was going to bring forth a life like never before. Yeah, wow. You know, what God's doing, we're not the end of the matter. He's doing things according to a plan, and he's going to bring forth a people like himself, and then they have a work to do. And we see at the end in the book of Revelation that there are nations of those who are saved. I think the end of this hasn't entered into the heart of man, but God has prepared things for those who love him. And it's going to be so, so good. Amen.